On August 7th, Secretary of State John Kerry announced the creation of the Office of Faith-Based Community Initiatives at the State Department. This new office is focused on engaging with international religious communities to ensure that their voices are heard in the policymaking process and works with those communities to advance U.S. international diplomacy.
We need to recognize that in a world where people of all faiths are migrating and mingling like never before, where we are this global community, we ignore the global impact of religion, in my judgment, at our peril. And that's why I'm very proud today to announce the creation of the Office of Faith-Based Community Initiatives here at the State Department. Its mission is as clear as it is compelling. It is to engage more closely with faith communities around the world with the belief that we need to partner with them to solve global challenges. And there is an enormous partnership, I believe, there for the asking.
The office is headed by Special Advisor Sean Casey and is seen as the portal for the United States to engage with religious leaders and organizations around the world. Director of the Religious Studies Program at Utah State University, Philip Barlow, talks about why understanding religion is important on an international scale.
Religion is the lens through which people see reality. That is, religion is a meaning-making enterprise and a value-making enterprise. And when people believe things about reality and about values, then they behave as a consequence. As far as the government's recognition of the importance of religion, I think it did come of necessity because of September 11th events and the ongoing difficulties of the world. I have read that when the flying of the jets into the Twin Towers on September 11th, 2001 happened and we were able to detect where those planes originally arose from, that the high officials of the government had experts at their fingertips in all sorts of areas, languages, cultures, economics, etc., but that they were shockingly ill-prepared to have folks at their fingertips who understood the religious dimensions of what was going on. Religion has always been important in the behaviors of people and culture, whether the government recognized it or not, and we were forced to recognize it by military violence and the rise of religious turmoil and even terrorism.
Though the initiative has logical foundations, the introduction of the office has not been without controversy. Both the legality and the ethics of instigating such a measure have been called into question by many Americans. Many critics believe the work of the office is flirting with an unconstitutional marriage of church and state, calling it an endorsement of religion. They worry that this action would empower certain leaders of religious communities and that it has the potential to endorse or discourage certain religions as a result of the U.S. relations with those religious leaders and communities. This new office is not the first federal organization to focus on engaging with religion. However, it does change the tenor of the relationship the U.S. does have with religion on a global scale. The U.S. has similar domestic religious engagement offices, originally instituted under President Bush, which focus on providing religious organizations with funding for projects and services that are in line with state purposes. The critiques and questions raised concerning the new International Religious Engagement Office have extended to domestic religious affairs as well. Barlow addresses the concerns regarding the new office and religious engagement as a federal enterprise.
I think it's better to have someone trying to relate to and understand these religions. So yes, I think it's better to try than not to try, but they're going to have to do it in a way that signals that we're not intending to approve one religion over another, except insofar as we may need to not engage in diplomatic relations casually with terrorist organizations that have religious dimensions to them. I just think it's important to understand that religious motivation is one of the prime motivators of human action, and for us to go about crashing about the world oblivious to this fact is a major problem. So again, I think it's a welcome initiative, even though a prickly and difficult one.
As globalization continues, the need for diplomacy becomes ever more important. and the Office of Faith-Based Community Initiatives seeks to improve U.S. international understanding and engagement. For Utah Public Radio, this is Taylor Halverson.